the whole universe is contained within you. But you know nothing about that. You don't know anywhere. You can't rescue people from hell and bring them to heaven. But big mouth dare to proclaim that you're Buddha, or hints or let your followers claim that you're Buddha. You are cheating whom, huh? You don't know that the whole heavens understand what you're doing, see what you're doing, huh? You can't go anywhere except hell. If you continue that way, I'm warning you. I'm just trying to tell the truth and trying to explain in whatever way I can in this worldly language. Hopefully, all of you will understand and stop this sinful proclamation that you're Buddha and all that. Look at yourself. Huh? What can you do? Buddha, he went to heaven. He went to hell. He went everywhere to teach humans. Not to teach humans alone, but he teaches heavens. He teaches in many Buddha's lands. And what about you? What can you do, huh? Where are you going? Are you even allowed to set foot in front of the gate of heavens, not to talk about going inside? You all know that yourselves. If you're honest, you would really confess that, because I know you know nothing. You got nowhere yet. Just want the people's money and worship, fame and fortune. That's very ugly and sinful. I'm warning you with the true story. So wake up. Be honest. Return to your humble self. Go study with the Buddha Sutras. Now study the Bible if you're Catholic or Christian. Don't just sit there eating people's money up and receiving people's offerings and receiving their bows and their prostration and all that. I don't ever allow any of my followers to do that. I want them to be independent, to be Buddhas themselves, gradually. And you guys, while just doing nothing, just like to take people's money and worship, just to feed your own ego. And that ego will lead you to hell, because you know nothing. You're not enlightened at all. Otherwise, you wouldn't do all these stupid things, claiming to be Buddha or let the followers call you Buddha. All these decades, I already knew who I was, but I did not even tell anybody. Only last year, God and heaven really pushed me to do it. They say it's time to declare it. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to. To be a normal master is already hard enough. Why bring attention to myself and get the karma of the people? Because if they think you the Buddha, if they believe you, they will bite you, or they want to harm you, or they think you don't tell the truth and all that. It's more complicated being a master. And just God told me to say Supreme Master for me, the title that I was given by heavens, by God. And it's already so much trouble. In the beginning, I was reluctant to say it. Not to talk about saying that you are Jesus Christ, the same as Maitreya Buddha in Buddhism. It's just they call it a different name, but it's one person, just one being, Jesus Christ or Maitreya Buddha. And who are you? They are claiming that title without God's permission. Huh? All the heavens look at you. I'm tired of talking about all this. So behave yourself. Change for the better. Or hide, go hide somewhere. And leave the followers alone to find their better way than being a fake master, fake Buddha, and leading them into darkness. That's the greatest sin, Buddha said that. So mark that. Go study Buddhist Sutra first, okay? And then try to find an enlightened master to lift you up, to forgive all your sins and clean all your karma. Otherwise, you never get anywhere. You just go directly to hell. That's it. The Buddha said very clearly in the Surangama Sutra, it's not I who says that, because your ego so urgently wants to become famous and take offerings and worship from the followers because of your heart desiring it like that. But you don't have enough merit and power to reach there. So the Maya will come, the devil will come, and give you a little bit of some little power to make you feel that you believe in yourself and what they say. And then just immediately like that become Buddha. Huh? I mean, claiming yourself to be a Buddha. Shameless. It's dangerous for you and for your followers. It's not just like you do what you want. If you're just one person or a farmer or just a clerk in the office, then
the harm you do is very little. But you want to be a leader and lead many, many followers with you. That harms many, many people. That's why your karma is big. Because the harm you've done is multiplied. That's why your karma is very heavy. Because you lead many people away from the real Buddha's teachings, the real Buddhist way of living. I hope you have enough IQ to understand what I'm saying. Go ahead and hate me if you want. I know I will not receive any favorable or welcoming attitude from you and your followers, but the truth has to be told. I risk it. I risk your hatred or your vengeance or your negative reaction of any way to tell you the truth. And I'm hoping that you will change, otherwise you might go to hell, taking all your followers with you. That's the main point why I talk like this. Otherwise, I'm just too lazy to say it. Because it's so tiring and so boring. And you know why I also have the title, King of Dharma Wheel Turning? It's because I can also teach people, verbally teach, and transmit the inner power and open their wisdom gate so that they can be liberated and gradually become a Buddha. Even if they don't become a Buddha, they just go to a higher land, higher Buddha's land, heavenly realms, to enjoy freedom, blissfulness, yes? So that's just a title given to me. I don't care what title I have, to be honest with you. What for? What can I use it for? I'm the one who wants nothing anymore. If I can leave this world, I'd be happy. There's nothing in this world to make me happy at all. Mostly it's all miserable. Because every day I work for Supreme Master television shows, I have to see all the suffering of the animal people, the people, the war and all that, all this news. I have to go through a lot of news every night or any time I have time. So there's nothing good here in this world to be so greedy to want to reclaim the Buddha title. You don't have any. You don't have enough virtues. You don't have enough enlightenment. You don't have enough power. That's why you do this, without fearing hell punishment, without fearing that all the demons run around you and feed you with all fake proudness and arrogance and make you feel like you are great. They're cheating you. They're harming you. They want you to commit all these sins so that later when you die, you will have to go to hell with them. And they can torture you and punish you to their heart content because that's what they do. And they can eat you also. And then you'll be finished forever. You will never be able to reincarnate anywhere again. You'll be gone. Because to be eaten by those demons, then you become integrated with them, within them. And you'll be lost forever. You don't have an individual soul anymore after that. You will be all destroyed, all gone to dust. That's why the demons and devils, they really like to cheat any kind of people like you, who just want fame and gain and don't have anything at all worthy for that. So watch it, okay? Change. Change. Repent before it's too late. I can't even help you if you go in that way, because you don't go in the right direction. I'm calling you, hoping you change and you turn to humbly go study and find a great master. Enlightened master who has enough power to lift you up, to cover all your sins, and to help you to evolve into a better being. Otherwise, no way you can escape hell, and your followers also will share this sin, the worst karma, and then all of you will go to hell, become slaves for the Maya king, for the king of hell, for example. Or they might eat some of you up. If you're not worthy to even be in hell because you cannot be recycled anymore. You're too bad, too bad. That's why. So please listen to me one time. You turn, okay? Repent. Be humble. Go find a master. Go. You really have to find a master. Pray to God, to Buddha, to lead you to a master, the great master who can help you, can clean your sin and bring you back to heaven. A master of your liking. Doesn't have to be me. You don't have to follow me, but you have to listen to my truthful words and then change. Otherwise, it will be too late. May God bless you. May Buddha help you. Amen. You see, I'm not talking to these people anymore. I'm talking to the general public. Nowadays, just as many of the prophets or psychics or clairvoyants have predicted that in this period of time, all the evilness or hidden demons and bad fake teachings, fake teachers, fake Buddha will all come out, will come all out in the open. People will know them. And even if people don't know you now, you will be exposed very soon. Mark my words. So change before it's too late. At this time, every evil thing, every bad thing just keeps coming out. All the bad groups that used to be powerful, even the best star and the best populist, knowing powerful president this and prince that, they all become exposed, just like in the sunlight. So everything fake, everything not real, any bad level or bad intention will all be exposed in this period of the world, a very dangerous and a very unique time of destruction. So you will not be able to run away anywhere. You will be exposed also.
Supreme Master Qinghai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.